Well, in Washington today, Senate Democrats blocked a comprehensive energy bill because Republicans rejected an add-on that would have sent hundreds of millions of dollars in emergency aid to Flint, Michigan. We'll see how that plays out as the federal government tries to make the nation more energy efficient through legislation. In the meantime, many farmers in this country are trying to cut back on the coal and gas used to grow what we eat. Grant Gerlach from Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media reports.
Greg Brummond farms corn and soybeans in northeast Nebraska. In the winter, you'll find him in the machine shed, fixing all the things that broke through the year.
Literally about lived up here for 10 hours a day, it seems like.
The shed is huge. There's room for a semi, a combine, drills, grinders, even a kitchen. It uses the most electricity on the farm. And on this farm, that includes solar power. Down the hill, Brummond points out an old building with a brand new solar array on its roof.
We've got 36 panels down there. It's just made sense to utilize something that we have and not just keep pulling electricity off the grid.
The local utility mostly generates energy from coal, something Brummond would like to get away from.
A few years back, I flew over Gillette, Wyoming. That's where a lot of our coal comes from. Looking over those humongous holes in the ground where the coal is taken out, I was like, wow, I wonder when this is going to run out.
Brummond's farm is unique. Just 3% of farms in the U.S. use renewable energy. But the number has grown quickly in recent years thanks to government tax credits and price cuts on solar panels. And there's potential. Think of all the farm sheds that could collect solar energy. In the meantime, agriculture consumes plenty of coal and oil. USDA economist Jason Beckman says the amount of fuel and electricity farms use each year is fairly steady. But one thing that fluctuates is fertilizer use. Crops like corn need fertilizer added to the soil to make big yields.
So if farmers switched from a corn-soybean rotation to corn-on-corn, then they're going to use a lot more fertilizer. As well as, you know, the last couple of years, they've been applying more and more fertilizer to the corn that they have been planting.
That puts corn among the most energy-intensive crops grown in the U.S. and heavy on fossil fuels because that's how most fertilizer is made.
Nitrogen fertilizer is the main source of fertilizer, and 80% of the input costs are actually from natural gas.
But natural gas isn't the only way to get nitrogen. Farmers can make their own by growing cover crops between one year's harvest and the next year's planting. Keith Burns is the co-founder of Green Cover Seed in Bladen, Nebraska. They sell cover crop seed across the U.S. On a windy winter day, we're checking out a test plot covered with a thin green blanket of plants, winter peas and hairy vetch. They're not planted to make money, but to keep the soil working. Burns pulls up a clod of black dirt.
You can take a good, healthy soil, and you can smell it, and it just has that really good, earthy smell. And a lot of what you're smelling is those microorganisms.
Cover crops are known for reducing soil erosion and farm runoff, but certain plants, like these peas and vetch, feed microorganisms in the soil that replenish nitrogen used up by corn.
We've got organic guys that we work with that they'll plant a hairy vetch cover crop, and they're consistently producing 150 to 170 units of nitrogen.
Those results depend on the cover crops you plant and how long they have to grow, but that's enough nitrogen to raise a good corn crop here in Nebraska and replace some of the petroleum-based fertilizer farmers use. Other parts of the food system use more energy than farming, like transportation, processing, even our own kitchens. But if farms begin to use more renewables or grow their own fertilizer, it would be one more step toward making our food more fuel efficient. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Gerlach.
And Grant's story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a reporting project that focuses on farm and food issues. You're listening to Here and Now.